This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We're talking this month about the Natural Resources Conservation Service Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative. It's a conservation program that encourages good rangeland grazing practices, ultimately improving habitat for the lesser prairie chicken. For decades, as rangeland has been tilled for production agriculture, the birds' population numbers have been in decline due to loss of habitat. There's good news.
The states have received 2013 funding. We've got the financial assistance this year to go ahead and get this program rolled out.
That's John Unger with NRCS. He's the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative Coordinator. Barth Crouch tracks ag policy matters for Playa Lakes Joint Venture, with so much of the High Plains under extreme or exceptional drought conditions. Crouch says if you manage grazing land and haven't gotten involved in the initiative, this would be a wonderful time to talk to the NRCS.
Because one of the things that you'll be enrolled in probably is prescribed grazing. Under that, you're going to reduce numbers of cows. Well, you're already headed for that because of the drought. But now, if you're accepted into the program, you're going to get paid for reducing the grazing.
Crouch mentioned prescribed grazing. It's a more managed method of grazing cattle that allows the grass resting time. John Unger says when you sign up under the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative, the NRCS will visit your land and do a range inventory. From that, they develop a grazing management plan.
This plan will help you with your management of your grazing out there on your rangeland. But the one thing that it's going to have built into it is a certain period of rest for that grass in order to allow it to recover from grazing and develop its root system.
He says if you follow the plan, it will result in a healthier rangeland.
Especially in times of drought, you'll have a better root system. That's going to definitely help that rangeland recover faster once that drought ends. And even going into the drought, you'll have more forage for utilization by your livestock out there and provide cover for the lesser prairie chicken.
Christian Hagen is science advisor to the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative. He studied the bird as a part of his graduate work at Kansas State University and echoes the need to actively manage rangeland for the health of the grass and to help the bird's habitat.
If we do management today, even in the drought, the beauty of it is that we can put this management in place, and whenever Mother Nature decides to turn on the spigot again, we will see responses, and they should be very, very, very positive.
That's definitely true. By managing your grass, you have a more healthy rangeland out there.
We're hearing John Unger, Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative Coordinator.
Those grass that are going to be better prepared once that drought ends to take advantage of that increased moisture and get a faster growth out there and a quicker recovery, which is definitely going to help provide that quicker habitat for the chicken and those conditions that the chicken needs, but also provide forage for your operation.
Barth Crouch talks about some landowners and producers being reluctant to consider USDA programs. Too many restrictions, they think.
If you haven't been enrolled and somehow you're worried that by helping the chickens, then you'd be stuck helping the chickens forever, now's the time to go in and find out exactly what the program does for you and how you could make it work for both you and the chickens.
You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. The program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Contact your local USDA Service Center to learn more about the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative and hear archived episodes of this show on the website playacountry.org.